Blog Talk Radio.
Greatest desire? What is your greatest thrill? What do you want to do for fun? It's summertime, y'all. It's 87 degrees today in South Kakalaki. The weather's nice. Everybody's getting their grills and stuff cleaned up, washed off, pressure washing the house, getting the lawnmowers ready, getting the weed eaters ready, getting your lawn equipment ready, fertilizing the grass, planting some fresh flowers. It's South Carolina, and it's 80 degrees, and time sprung forward, so it don't get dark till almost 7 or 8 o'clock. It's hard to get used to the new time thing, but it'll happen in time. Thank you for checking out Food for the Soul with Chef Ramon Clayton Weldon. And I'm glad that you enjoy the show each and every week. And I know I've been shaking up things a little bit with multiple shows during the week. Sometimes it be like that. Like I say, change is always good. Change always happens when you least expect it to happen. That's life. Life is good in the hood. Can I say amen? Amen. I'd like to give a shout out to Ruby Wells and Gatton, Stacy, Jennifer, Shane, Jason, to my nieces and to my nephew. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. I hope you enjoy the ride for the show. It's going to be quite interesting, so we should see how the show go. Who knows where I might be led to go? It don't matter. I'm the CEO. Ain't that? But I ain't going to let it get to my head because I ain't getting paid yet, but I'm working on it. So what's on your mind? What do you want to talk about? What does it mean to have faith? What does it mean to hold on? What does it mean never to give up? Are y'all ready? I don't have no excitement, but that's okay. I'm excited for you. He saw the best in me when everyone else saw the worst in me. Do you see the best in yourself? Do you know where you came from? I like to call his name. See, sometimes you got to have a little song in your heart. Sometimes you got to bring yourself through by rejoicing. I love to call his name. Faith without works is dead. It really is. Okay, Food for the Soul menu. Chicken cordon bleu. Garlic. Roasted mashed potatoes. Zesty carrots. Food for the Soul drink. Pina colada with pineapple juice. Food for the Soul thought of the day. What are you willing to invest in your relationship? Now, moving on to the show. Yes, moving on to the show. Hey, people, can I tell you something? You know how you know if a woman really loves you or care about you? She wants the best for you. She have your best interest at heart. She say, hey, baby, you know, why don't you try these shoes and see how these shoes look on you? Or, you know, let me buy this shirt for you because I like the shirt on you. Or, hey, try this cologne. It might smell good on you. Or, baby, try this new haircut. You know, she has your best interest at heart. When you find somebody that have your best interest at heart, let me tell you something. Stick with that woman. Don't be trying to find you a Halle Berry or Janet Jackson or Beyonce or Naomi Campbell. Or whatever, don't try to trade in your team player for something that you think might look good on your own. No, I'm not saying that the girl on your team might be ugly or anything. She might be a regular woman, but she care about you and only you. That's what you need in your life, somebody that care about you. Likewise, ladies, don't try to trade in the dude that work every day buy you whatever you need, whatever you want, give you a little bit of money here and there for gas, pay your little cell phone bill, you know, get your nails, get your toes done every now and then, you know, take you out to a nice restaurant every now and to the movies when he got it like that. That's what you want on your team. You want somebody that care about your best interest. We all got this thing in us where we can have somebody good, but because they might be a little bit overweight, they might not dress the way we think they should dress. You can buy clothes. You can lose weight. But the heart, I'm talking about the heart. See, we don't look at the heart no more. We look at what we can show up to our girlfriends. Girl, man, my man got this nice car. You see, he's sitting on them 26s. Yeah, but the car ain't paid off and the rims ain't either. And you're living in an apartment. You know what I'm saying? Think about this. If you got a, okay, for me, for example, I'm a regular dude. I went to college. I'm single. I have no kids. I'm faithful in what I do. I'm a go-getter. I'm creative. I have no children. But I believe in being responsible and doing the right things at all the time. No, I'm not rich. And yes, Food for the Soul is my brand, and I'm building it up. Sure. You never know where this might go. What I'm saying is, don't sit there and say, oh, by the way, you don't have a 2015, or by the way, you don't have the best job in the world. No, I don't have the best job yet, but you don't know the end of my story. See, don't look at my season for now because I'm still in the seed stage. That's where we always screw up. We look at the seed stage of anything and be like, I don't want to be bothered. I can do better. What can you do better at? You go out there, you get this dude that got this nice car. I ain't knocking. He got this nice job. I ain't knocking that neither. But what do you do when he loses this nice job, loses this nice car, all that stuff that got you there? How about if the devil takes it away? What do you do now? Do you like that person for them, or do you like them for what they have? See, me personally, I like somebody for who they are. And not what I don't give a damn what you don't have. That don't matter to me because I'm grown. I done had money. I done lost money. I done had good cars. Done wrecked good cars. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, that stuff don't matter. We look at all this nonsense stuff, and then we like, that's the one I want to be with. Now, stop being high schoolish and babyish. You gotta look beyond that stuff because if that stuff disappears, what do you have? Do you have true love? I mean, if this woman, like, for example, I don't make a lot of money. I'm going to go ahead and put that out there on Jump Street. I'm being honest, being real. I'm talking to you, you talking to me, or whatever, vice versa. It's a two-way street. Now, if I'm giving you the best that I have right now, if I'm willing to sacrifice what little I do have to make you happy, don't that say a lot about me as a person? That mean I have your best interest at heart. What sense it make for me to spend money checking you out on trips on town and your rent behind? Why can't I just give you that money to help you catch up on your rent? If your rent, that's the grown-up responsibility thing to do. If you say, hey, baby, I had a flat tire. You got $200 you can give me? That's the kind of man I am. I'm not going to spend $200. I don't see the point and buying you an MK bag. I'm going to go ahead and put that. I'm tired of this nonsense. I got to prove myself to you. I mean, why do I have to prove my love to you? Does that make any sense? No, it don't. Why do I have to buy you a high-priced bag? And then next thing you know, your lights get cut off. How stupid is that? Really, really? How dumb is that? I'm going to give you a $300 bag, and you got a red pink slip in your mailbox about your lights being cut off. Wouldn't you rather me pay your light bill or give you something on the light bill? That's being responsible. Why you feel the need for me to spend $100-something on a meal? And you ain't got no groceries in your house, no bread, no peanut butter, no jelly, no jam, no toast, no not a goddamn thing. You have none of the stuff in your house, but you get mad at me because I won't buy you lobster at Red Lobster. I won't take you to Olive Garden. I want to take you to California Dreaming. But I go to the store and buy you some stuff that you need, some chicken, you know, some grits, some rice, some vegetable. You know what I'm saying? I make smart choice to buy you stuff that's going to last you for a week till you get paid again. It might not be fine dining, but at least you can cook food at your house. No, 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 no. Our people so freaking stupid. We always got a floss that we got it and we be hungry. What sense for me to feed you for a day when I can feed you for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or even a month? I mean, a month. What sense does that make? Come on, people, use your head. Use your head. Think beyond what you see. What sense it make for me to go out there to the mall and buy you a $200, $300 dress, one dress, where I can take you to Goodwill and spend maybe $100 and buy you 4 or 5 dresses? You know what I'm saying? You might, I ain't want to shop at Goodwill. That stuff ain't, man, let me tell you something about people that got money. That's where they be at Goodwill. They ain't not going to spend all that money on one thing. They're going to get their money worth, but not poor people. No, we stay poor because we think poor. We think small. We think for the moment. Which one you think is more important, having 5 dresses or 1 dress? I can buy you 5 dresses and a couple of pair of shoes for $200 or $300. Instead of me buying you 1 dress, no shoes, nothing else, you got that 1 dress, but you have nothing to go with that 1. See, just use your head. Ladies, use your head. Think outside the box on how to make it. Times are always been hard, but it's how you manage money that gets you through the times. Why sense is made to get a high-priced car that you can't afford? What sense it made to get a $30,000 car and you live in an apartment complex? Does that make any freaking sense? No, it don't. Instead of you take that money and put that on a house, you done spend, you got a $30,000 car, you live in an apartment, you got a roommate, you better can pay your bills. Do that make any sense? You pay on this car $400 a month, maybe five. 3 months, that's $1,500. 4 months, that's $2,000. 8 months, that's $8,000. And you wonder why you can't get ahead. Your car has value. Well, your car don't have no value. That's what you put all your money in. You be like, girl, I got this brand new ride. Yeah, but you know, you got a roommate. It would be smart to get an old car and pay yourself $400 or $500 a month. At the end of the year, you got $10,000. At the end of the year, you got $10,000. Now you can talk to the people and you say, you know what? I got this $10,000. Man, I want this house. What do I got to do now to get this? I come to the table with $10,000. Now what can I do to get what I need to get? They're not going to walk away from $10,000. That's for real. They're not going to do that. But if you come to the table with nothing, you're trying to get a house payment with nothing. Nothing? Man, be real with yourself. Who wants to work with nothing? You want these people to work miracles with nothing. Man, you better be real with yourself. Is you serious? Come on, man. Be real. Think outside the box to get ahead. Don't always think about living for the moment. Like, for example, I do not see the point. Call me crazy. Call me stupid. I do not see the point of having a $500, $600 phone and you don't have a car in the drive. Do that make any sense? You go out and spend $500, $600 for iPhone, but yet still you don't have transportation. You always catching a ride with somebody. Do that make any sense? You flashing off your phone, but you have no transportation. You have no wheels. You know what I'm saying? You have no money to buy anything, but you got this high price phone. You pay for this phone every day, every week, every month. You pay for this phone happily. Tell my girl, I got that iPhone. My phone is the newest thing. Girl, you got that iPhone 5.6. This thing faster than a computer. It's on, man, come on, think ahead. Think smart. Be real with yourself. You can make money if you got money to make it with. And dudes, don't be. It's hot. It's getting hot. If you got a side hustle, I ain't hating on you. If you cutting people yards already, I ain't knocking your hustle. If you washing people cars, I ain't mad at you. Your pressure washing, I ain't mad. Whatever you do to make extra little bit of money, that's cool. I mean, ain't that wrong with cutting people yards or washing cars or cleaning around people yards? You know what I'm saying? Ain't that wrong with that? It's an honest day of work, honest day of pay. Stop out here trying to sell dope. Get caught up, him up, get him up with this thing of distribution. Then you get caught with distribution between a church, a school zone. Now you're looking at 10 years. You ain't been on the block 10 days, and you're looking at 10 years. Is it really worth the heartache and pain of not seeing your family, your loved ones, your children? You know what I'm saying? Is it really worth 10 years of your life to be locked down? You know what I'm saying? Our people, we got to think past slavery. Stop living for the moment. Stop trying to eat out every night. Cook a meal at home. Get you some hamburger help or something. You ain't got to drink the high-priced lemonade. Get your behind some lemonade, you know, Kool-Aid, you know. You grew it up on it. Your mama made it. You loved that. You like the red one. Everybody had the red Kool-Aid. Let's be real. Stop playing. I ain't had none. Yes, you stop lying. Nigga, you know you did. Excuse my language. I get pissed off when I see people trying to live high off the hog for no reason, trying to impress people that really don't matter. Like I said, if you got somebody in your kingdom, you got this woman down for you, she helping you out, she giving you ideas on how to make more money, she want to see you grow, she believe in you, she think you the man, all you got to do is do what you got to do. That's all. Listen to what she say. Because if this woman got the bet, just listen to what she got to say. Stop trying to get you a Lil' Kim. Stop trying to get you a Trina. Stop trying to get you a hood broad. Because she look good. Yeah, she has no education. I ain't knocking women with no education. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. You out there trying to get this girl because she look good. Man, she can't keep $2 in her pocket to save her life overnight. If she got $2, it burning her. I'm saying you want a woman that work with you and save a little something. You got this girl. She look good on your arm. I got to eat the red lobster. I got to eat the olive garden. You know I eat good. Man, stop all that. I go to hell my crabs every day. You is a crab. You is a crab. That's why you eat crabs every day, because you is a crab. All you do is pull people down with you. You no good. You ain't about nothing. You're actually worthless. You're not worth it. You're a pain. You're something sickening. So for real, though, if you got a woman on your team and she tell you what she like, what she don't like, and if you listen to what she's saying, man, listen to what she got to say, because all she want to do is make you a better person, make you a better man. Your team player is the one that you need to take care of. You know what I'm saying? When it get hard, stroke, rub her back a little bit. Crack her toes a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Take care of your star player. Don't be out there trying to sleep with Sally and Sue because you think they look better or they might give you a little bit of cookie faster. Yeah, they give you a little bit of cookie faster, but that cookie crumble real fast. Is it really worth it? The nightlife, chasing from woman to woman. And you got a team play at your house. Man, this girl cooking and cleaning, stroking your little ego, making you feel like you're the king of the house. All she asks you to do is help out with the bills. Show a little love and kindness. You know, check out every now and then. She know you work hard. She know money tight. She know you work hard to pay the rent. She know you work hard to pay the light bill. She know. So she don't want to stress you with taking her out to spend $200-$300 when she know you pay all the bills in the house. She know what kind of man she got. She happy with as long as you paying the bills in the house. That ain't good enough for you. You want to go out there and stunt, because stunting is a habit. Mm-hmm. Okay, keep stunting. Be broke. I don't want broke. I want a woman that I know got me for me. You know what I'm saying? Because you do come up. Everything's not going to be the same. If you got faith, things will get better. They do get better. Hard work do pay off. You think God's going to bring you to a point and just abandon you and just leave you out there floating? No, man, everything's a building block. We get so caught up in the perception of how somebody look or how they look on our own. Man, if you got you a decent-looking girl that take care of herself, that work every day, that love you for you, man, that's all you really need. You don't need to go out there and try to get you Halle Berry or Foxy Brown or Foxy Mama, or you out there trying to get you a stripper because you want to brag to your boys, man, my girl the baddest bitch out here. Man, after a while your money run low, she gone. She don't suck you dry. You ain't got nothing. Now she with your homeboy, and now your homeboy left her, he beat her back out, and now you sitting with your tongue, your lip long, and your feelings hurt, and your self-esteem done got beat up because you're looking for something fast-paced. What I'm trying to say is stop trying to get champagne when you know you want a Kool-Aid budget. Stop all that. Sometimes Kool-Aid ain't that bad. Put a little ice in it. Man, you can put a little bit of lemon juice in it, a little bit of lime juice in it, make it a little tangy. You know what I'm saying? Man, trust, Kool-Aid ain't that bad. I won't invite you to drink so much Kool-Aid. But like I said, if you like what I'm talking about, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. And remember, look at the person's heart. The heart matters more than anything else. Forget about, man, she might be a little bit too big, or he might be a little bit too big. Man, people lose weight. Does that really matter? If that person loves you for you, if that person willing to give you the best that they got to make you happy, that's all you need to worry about. Stop all this trying to compare side notes with your girlfriends. My man can do this, okay. But at the end of the day, he dogging her behind her, cheating on her, beating her up. You ain't got to deal with this man. Cooking for you, cleaning for you, taking care of your, make sure your car full of gas. He make sure it clean for you. You don't have to shit about nothing. But that ain't good enough for you. You want to do like Tyrone, because Tyrone was a slick talker. But Tyrone beating the hell out your girlfriend at night. She ain't telling you that part about how she got away and makeup to cover up that black eye, or she don't find another number, or she don't come home early and it's another woman in her bed with her legs up. She ain't telling you all that about Tyrone, but she making sure that you think Tyrone is the best Cadillac in the world when he really is a lemon. So what I'm saying is a team player means a lot. If you got a good person on your team, sometimes you might have to work with them, but if they're trying, that's all that matters, because not everybody is the same. Everybody's testimony is not the same. Remember that. Stop always trying to get a Porsche when you don't have Porsche money. I'm just being real. I ain't being mean. I'm being honest. I'm just being honest. So what do you want out of life? Do you want to be treated good? Or you want to be dogged out? Do you want the next level to be the best level? Or do you want to keep making it by and by? It's all up to you what you want to do with your life. It's all up. Nobody can make it. Nobody can force you. Nobody can drag you. But remember, if you think you are the best and you deserve the best, why always settle for the worst? Why do you do that? Why do that to yourself? Why must you play the field thinking I can find me this better dude? How about there is no better dude but the one that God bless you with right now? The one that doing all the stuff that you want done. The one that making you feel like a queen. Treating you like a queen. I mean, don't you want to be treated like a queen once in a while in your life? Or do you want to keep getting stressed out by going after these dudes that dogging you out, thinking that's the best thing for you? I mean, I'm just coming at you with some real science. I'm dropping this knowledge on you. I mean, sure, he might not have all the money in the world, but You don't have to lift your finger to do nothing because you're a queen. When you want queen treatment, stop always trying to look for somebody that look good on your arm. We do that too much. God is blessing, but you looking for somebody because they look good on your arm. You can show both, girl, my man, bae. Yeah, he bad to you, bad for you, and nothing about you. But that's up to you. You growing. Life is too short to keep making the same mistake over and over and over and over again. Is it really worth it? I ain't say get a frog. I ain't say that. I'm just saying, you know what you desire. You know what you want. Get somebody that can help you out. Like I say, your team, star player, is the one that's going to be there to help build you up, not tear you down. They're not going to add stress to your life. They're going to take stress away from your life. That's what a team player does for you. They take stress away. They might not have the best, but are you stressed out at the end of the day? No. That's why it really matters. Stop it. If you got somebody that loves you for you, they want to treat you like something special, man, go for that. Stop all this trying to get somebody to brag about to your girlfriend. Man, screw your girlfriends. Screw your boys. If you got somebody that loves you for you, that's all that matters at the end of the day. We always do that. We always feel that we got to have better than what we got because we deserve it. Sometimes you don't deserve. You should have what you got. Be happy with what you got. Seriously, if you got a bologna and cheese sandwich, why you got to have T-bone and red lobster tail? Why you got to have that? I'm just being honest. Do you really need lobster tail? No, you don't need no lobster tail. You want lobster tail because it look good. You can brag about it to your little friends. But be real with yourself. Is it really worth it? No, it's not worth it, man. Not worth it. So I hope you enjoyed this Wednesday episode of Food for the Soul. And know that every day is not going to be the same. Every season is not going to be the same. If you got somebody that loves you for you, that's all that really matters. It really does. I'm your boy. Thank you.
Work it out. Work it out. Work it out.
It out. So you have to work it out with yourself and know what you want out of life. Don't settle for less than, but don't be greedy either. Because if you are not a Bentley,
yeah.